It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. As you've been hearing, the Justice Department has named former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel to investigate Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The news comes more than a week since President Trump fired Mueller's successor at the FBI, James Comey, over what the president says was the agency's ongoing probe into the Trump campaign's alleged ties to Russia. And in recent days, a memo written by Comey has emerged that indicates the president asked him to end the investigation into Trump's former National Security Director Michael Flynn. Now, members of Congress from both sides of the aisle are calling for Comey to testify. One of them is Republican Congressman Leonard Lance. He represents New Jersey's 7th District in the central part of New Jersey. He joins us now by phone. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning to you, Richard.
So you've had a few days to kind of absorb Comey's memo here. You're a lawyer. If what Comey alleges is true, would you say that's obstruction of justice?
I want to get to the bottom of it, and I hope that Director Comey testifies in open session as soon as possible, potentially next week. Regarding the outcome of all of that, I await the facts, and I think that the appointment of the special counsel is an excellent step in the right direction.
Now, it's been reported that Trump asked Comey for loyalty, and Comey not only did not offer up that loyalty, he reportedly went to the Justice Department and asked for more resources for this investigation, and then the president fired Comey. Does any of this suggest a disturbing pattern to you?
I think that we should get to the bottom of it, and I stated at the time that I would not have discharged Mr. Comey. I didn't think that everything he did last year in relationship to Secretary Clinton was appropriate, but on balance, I thought he performed well at the FBI, and I would not have discharged him.
So what questions would you have for Comey?
I would ask him to recount his conversations with the president and others in the administration, all of those conversations, and I presume that he has written memoranda regarding all such conversations.
Okay, we know it's early. We have a special counsel investigating, as we've mentioned, and we know these investigations can go on for quite some time, but do you see impeachment as a possibility?
As a member of the House of Representatives, Richard, I would be, in effect, a grand juror in that type of situation. And so I'm not going to comment regarding that because I don't want to prejudice myself in any way. I'm aware of my responsibilities in that matter regarding not only members of the executive branch, but members of the judiciary as well. And I take those responsibilities seriously. At the moment, I think that we should all rally around the appointment of the special counsel, who I think will be completely independent and get to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. I had not called for a special counsel because it does take some time, as you point out, and this will require a security clearance for those involved in the investigation. And historically, a special counsel is a person who is in office for several years. And so I think this will take some time. I do have confidence in the professionals at the Department of Justice and confidence in the professionals at the FBI. And, of course, Richard, the new nominee to be director of the FBI, whoever he or she might be, will require under our system of government confirmation by the United States Senate.
A bit closer to home now, your fellow congressman, Republican Rodney Frelinghuysen, is under pressure in New Jersey as well after WNYC reported that he complained about one of his constituents' political activism in a fundraising letter to her boss. She later resigned. Do you think that was appropriate?
I defer to Congressman Frelinghuysen in that matter. I do send out political solicitations. I don't think I've ever written a P.S. on them, perhaps say thank you. And let me say regarding Rodney, whom I've known my whole life, he is the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, and I think he does an excellent job in that regard. And he is the only chair of a committee, I believe, from our region of the country, from the East. Chairs tend to come from other regions, and I certainly think he's doing an excellent job as chairman of the Appropriations Committee.
But would you say Congress should open an ethics investigation?
I believe the matter has been sent to the OCE, which is the preliminary group regarding all those situations. I think that a complaint has been filed with the Office of Congressional Ethics. Now, that's not the official group, and then based upon what is decided there, that matter could potentially, and I'm speaking hypothetically here, eventually be referred to the Ethics Committee. I am on the Ethics Committee, and I want to assure your listeners that the Ethics Committee is completely bipartisan. There are 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats. It's not a committee that's controlled by the Republican Party simply because we're in the majority at the moment. And I believe that the Ethics Committee works in a completely bipartisan fashion.
And Congressman Lance, before I let you go, just finally back to President Trump, do you think with these allegations against him, he has the ability to be an effective president and advance the Republican agenda right now?
Yes, and for example, I support the president in what he did in Syria in the airstrike, and I was a proponent of the nomination of Neil Gorsuch, now on the Supreme Court. But these are distractions, and to some extent, they're a major distraction. And I want to get to the bottom of this, as is true of all of my colleagues, and I'm sure that Bob Mueller will get to the bottom of it.
Okay, Leonard Lance represents New Jersey's 7th congressional district. That's in the mid-state of New Jersey. Congressman, thanks for joining us as always.
Thank you very much, Richard.